Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
This is the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today I'm here to encourage you not to what if yourself. You know that moment when you're thinking, do I smell a little bit? Is there a little bit of a pong going on? Do I need to have a little check? And so you surreptitiously try to have a little sniff, but it's very obvious what's going on, right? Everyone can see it. If you're in public, there is no doing that elegantly. And I think this is what we do when we what if or whiff our policies. Now, some teachers do this obviously and in public, i.e. they put those what ifs or the implied what ifs in their policies. And I've seen policies go up to 10 to 20 pages long because teachers are trying to allow for every possibility. And all this does is give people ideas. It's like if you think maybe you have a bit of a scent situation going on. So you have a little sniff. Surreptitiously, subtly you think, but it's not very subtle. And somebody spots you. You're not in a position right now, likely, to fix the situation, right? You aren't beside a shower, so you can't fix it. So all you've done is show that person, give them the idea that maybe you are smelly. You've put that idea in their head. And smell is very suggestible. And this is what I mean about our policies. We're putting ideas in people's heads. Sorry for the weird analogy, but I think it fits. Because it's kind of a little bit embarrassing. Maybe not something you want to be caught doing, but not actually a big deal. I think it fits. When we put all these caveats and disclaimers in our policies, we are giving people ideas of what might be wrong with the situation. So let me give you some examples. The biggest one I'll start with is makeup lessons. So a lot of teachers, and you may know this, I go on and on about makeup lessons, right? Or I have in the past. A lot of you who've been around for a while will know that I don't believe in them. I don't believe in rescheduling lessons because your student's going to miss their appointed spot. Before I go any further, I always get this question, so I'll just throw it out there. I'm not talking about teachers missing. You need to have some kind of policy that allows for teacher absences. In my studio, we allow for 2 a year, and if we go over that, we will credit their tuition fees. That's different, because the teacher is the one breaking that promise, essentially. Not being available at the appointed time, and that's not what I'm talking about. You should have some kind of plan in place for that, so that you can easily take a sick day when you need a sick day, and it won't become a whole thing. However, a lot of teachers, when they switch to a no-makeup lesson policy for students, they put in a lot of caveats, or they do in their brain. This doesn't even have to be on paper. Your policies might be efficient and clear-cut, but you, in your head, might have these whiffs, these what-ifs going on. Put a question mark around your actions every time someone pushes that boundary. So with makeup lessons, the caveats might be, well, what if their car breaks down? There's nothing they could do about that. That seems unfair. What if they need to go to the doctor? That's really important, and they probably couldn't get an appointment another time. The list can go on and on and on if we think about it this way. But it's the wrong way to think about it. Let's take it out of our realm for a second. Let's say that you were taking tap dance lessons, okay? And the tap dance lessons are on Thursdays at 5 p.m. And that time normally works for you, and that's great, and you've really been enjoying your tap dancing lessons, okay? Now, one Thursday in the early afternoon, your granny calls you, and she's had a fall at home. And so you rush over there to help your granny and take her to the hospital and look after her and make sure she's okay. Now, in this moment, when you're going, zooming your granny to the hospital, when you're sitting in the emergency room waiting with her, when you're talking to the doctors about any issues that might have come up or any scans she needs to have, are you thinking, well, that tap dance lesson teacher better credit me for this? What? Who would think that? I'm sorry, that's... No! Who would think that? You're thinking, I hope my granny is okay, and whoops, I miss my tap dancing class. At the very most. If you're thinking about it at all, you're thinking, shucks. Right? I hope that's the maximum your brain would go to in that scenario. And yet, we put all this guilt on ourselves, as if we owe these lessons. We don't. They are not paying you for a lesson. They are paying you for that spot in your schedule and a place in your studio. So when you put in your policies or in your head, well, if they give me more than 24 hours notice, or it's okay if it's for illness, you've blurred the line and you've made it more difficult for everyone. If they then come back to you and say, so-and-so is sick today, different person in the house, not the student, but that means they can't make it there. Does that count? If their car does break down, that was just as unavoidable as illness, so doesn't that count? Do you see what I'm getting at? We're making a mess when there doesn't need to be one. We're pointing out grey areas where there don't need to be any. It can be just black and white. You make your lesson time, or you don't make your lesson time. And either way, the lesson still exists. It didn't disappear into the ether. That time slot still is there. And the teacher was still available, probably, to take the lesson because they can't organize anything else. That's it. It's that simple. We can't reschedule lessons. Now, you can have, which I do think is different, I have an option for them to do an online lesson at the same time. That's no bother. If their car does break down, that's a solution. Or to do a video lesson where they submit a video and we comment on it during the lesson time. Again, they're using the original lesson slot. And this is what you're holding for them. And if you give them a makeup lesson, you've actually held two slots for them that week. Now, I know there are swap lists and there's all sorts of other things, but look, everyone should do what works for them. I'm not trying to say my way is the only way. I'm just giving you a suggestion that your life might be simpler and their life might be simpler and everyone might have less stress all around with more certainty and less what-if-ness in the situation. Now, teachers also do this in their head more than on paper, sometimes on paper maybe, about payments. Your tuition fees are this much. But you say, but what if they've stuck around for many years with me? And, you know, people give loyalty discounts or are grandfathered in at all prices. Or what if they can't pay it? What if one of them loses their job? What if they want to pay me weekly? What if? Your fees have to be your fees. You can explore things like scholarships and stuff, but I think when you add too many what-ifs, and especially if you're just doing this in your head as situations come up, you have this narrative going that if I don't, you know, give in to this what-if, I'm not a generous person. I'm not here for the right reasons. I'm all about the money, which is laughable, right? What music teacher is all about the money? I mean, I'm sure there's some out there, but I don't know any. I know only people who deserve to be paid fairly for their time so that they don't have to work insane hours and get burnt out and so that they have enough to have a comfortable life. I mean, that seems reasonable to me. And so when you scale it up and look at the big picture, I think a lot of these what-ifs around payments disappear. A smaller one then. There's also what-ifs when it comes to things like a materials fee, or as I call it, all-inclusive tuition. And I do prefer thinking about it as all-inclusive tuition because a lot of teachers, when they hear materials fee, they think basically the parent is giving you a kitty or like a bank balance and you're going to buy materials for them until that kitty runs out and then they'll top it up. It's like a credit phone situation. That's so complicated. And so much effort. And it stems, I think, from a what if families don't think they're getting the full value? What if they tot up all the materials and they realize it's not equal to the value they've paid. Number one, most families are not going to do that. I'm sorry, that is an outlier, I hope. And secondly, you're not trying to, like, cheat anyone. I know you're not. So that's why I prefer thinking of all-inclusive tuition fees, because, yes, they pay a registration fee when they join, and if they need an explanation for that, sometimes they say, well, what is that for? I say it holds your place in the year and goes towards the cost of materials, since we include everything. It's not equal to the cost of materials. A lot of students will use more materials than that fee, and some students will use less. That's fine. You know, it's just an all-inclusive fee. If I join a gym and they have, like, I've never seen a gym with this, but it would be nice, right? So let's say they have drinks and snacks available at the gym, and it's just sort of an open bar situation. Am I looking, I hope I'm not anyway, am I looking at another gym goer and thinking, well, they used two bottles of water today and I only used one. So am I getting my full value if I don't just steal another bottle and put it in my bag? Or should I go ask for a refund for, what would it be, €2 for the bottle of water? Probably less because they're bought in bulk. I mean, it's bonkers when you take it out of the music lesson experience. There are many places where you could be doing this to yourself. And it doesn't just mean policies either. People do it with all sorts of things. You know, people talk about not shoulding yourself. So that's where this stemmed from. What if we didn't what if or with ourselves? What if we just kept things simple? And try not to come up with every possible scenario that could ever, ever happen. What if we did that? If you ever get overwhelmed by all the different teacher training options out there, vibrant music teaching is the place for you. We nickname our members flamingos because they're masters of balancing all of the things and making it all work in a way that isn't overwhelming. We have tools to help you do that inside vibrant music teaching. So go to vmt.ninja and sign up today.